Well, you can't fight an effective battle against the cartels without having all the key leadership in place. And you got to give the new administration some time, but here it is, June. Major initiatives have been announced, and so it is very, very critical that the Senate-confirmed presidentially appointed leadership of the DEA, ATF, and Customs and Border Protection all be get in place as soon as possible, because and we're running late on this because their leadership is essential, really, to carry the fight and the agenda that President Obama has outlined.
Is it a concern to you, Mr. Hutchinson, that DHS really had a unique circumstance in that it was stood up after 9/11? It had a lot of politicals in its leadership posts, and the Bush administration did, I think, a pretty good job at transitioning some of those positions to career. But still, I think, you know, leadership at any agency is key to its success. So would you say that this is a unique position for the Department of Homeland Security, that it may not have the leadership in place to really carry the ball?
Well, I mean, Homeland Security has actually a number of their key positions in place. Department of Justice is lagging a little bit more. And so DEA, ATF, all a part of the Justice Department is, I think, is lagging in that leadership. And Homeland Security side, you've got the Director of ICE in place, but Customs and Border Protection, which is really responsible for all the inspections along the border, individual has not been named yet by the president. So overall, there's some key positions that are lacking in these this area of a major initiative. And I applaud the president for these initiatives against the cartel, for the most recent announcement of the National Drug Control Strategy impacting the Southwest border, that the new drug czar, Gil Kerlikowske, talked about. And so some key things are being done, but the Defense Department can't fight an effective war without key leadership. Neither can we. And the DEA is essential because they have the lead in the drug enforcement arena. And I've talked to some of the DEA agents just in recent days, and they're looking for that new Senate-confirmed, presidentially-appointed leadership as they're negotiating with Mexico. If they're courting, you have to have the entrepreneur of the president in order to have the impact that you need in that key role.
Because there's a lot of technology solutions that are being talked about for the border crossing and for the fence and the secure border initiative. I imagine there's the danger that with all these attempts at deploying technology, that that itself could get out of control without really being effective in pursuing the goals of the whole effort.
It has to be coordinated. And again, you know, they are deploying more agents to the border, 450 new agents to the border, non-intrusive inspection equipment. They're expanding. They're trying to develop new sensors that will not only detect illegal smuggling of a whole host of items, but particularly drug trafficking. So all of this is essential, but you're involving multiple agencies here and departments, and the coordination is key. And without the top leadership, it's hard to have confidence in the sufficiency of that coordination. You know, enormous new resources are going there. The technology, many of this is simply an expansion of the programs that were engaged in during the Bush administration, putting new resources. Some of it is stimulus money. And so I think it is very, very good. But, you're gonna have, when you're dealing with technology, you can have wasted taxpayers' dollars very quickly if you do not have the program support, if you do not have the agency leadership to drive those, investment of dollars.
We're talking this morning to former U.S. Congressman Asa Hutchinson. He was also DEA Director and Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security, under the Bush administration. So, Congressman Hutchinson, what would you do? I mean, in the position that you find that you see the federal government facing, which is drug cartels fighting at the border, trying to fight for territory and also dominance getting into the United States, you know, what can the United States do? Is this a diplomatic issue, or is it one that really calls for more interdiction, or, you know, how do you think they can get on top of this?
Well, all of the above, but you cannot first of all, it's a violence issue along the border. It's a border control issue. So you have to work with Mexico in addressing the cartels. They are addressing that. Mexico has always been a difficult partner because of intelligence leaks, because of corruption in their judicial system and their law enforcement systems. President Calderon is trying to get a handle on that, but it's always a challenge. We've put the resources on the border. So you go after the cartels and the border enforcement. You also, rightly so, as this administration and the past administration talked about, is try to reduce the demand for drugs in the United States. The leadership is key, and the signals that are put out to the American public as to how serious the effort in fighting drugs is. And so you address it from the demand side as well. What I would do, though, is get your leadership in position very quickly. Secondly, you've got to work the coordination. Right now there's a dispute between Homeland Security agents and Justice Department agents in terms of who has the key enforcement responsibilities along the border. ICE agents out of Homeland Security wants expanded authority. The DEA and Justice Department has been reluctant to give that to them. This dispute needs to be resolved in order to have the level of coordination to be successful.
And these jobs are controversial. They're difficult jobs. Do you think there's, or do you have any suspicion they might be having trouble finding people that want to take them?
Well, it's not a matter. No, I think that there's an ample number of people that want to take them. They're wonderful positions. You make a difference in our country. But they do have to go through extraordinary background checks. You've got to, and sometimes you have false starts. You identify someone who gets halfway through the vetting process and they pull out or some problem develops. So you have to have some sympathy for the difficulty of the process that the leadership has to go through. But that's true in any administration, so you've got to drive hard, you've got to push hard. And Congress, you know, is waiting to confirm those, so the president needs to name them.